Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Maneuver Meta. My gods, it's been a long time. So today I'm going to be doing a tier breakdown of the new Nordic Forces book, with today's focus being Finland, the Finnish forces available with Nordic Forces. Finland was a country that throughout the entirety of the Cold War maintained the official stance of neutrality. However, there was no illusion among the members of their country's government, military, and even the common people of what would happen if war broke out between the major players, between NATO and the Warsaw Pact. And so their unofficial of stance was neutrality until war. And then when war broke out, in our Team Yankee timeline here, they sided with NATO. So this force that you can build will be able to take NATO allies. They worked in close conjunction with Sweden, which shows in their force organization chart. They have a neat little support option that I'll detail a little bit here in a little bit. They are highly trained and motivated. Across the board, you're really looking at threes and fours for the majority of your stats. So you're looking at a skill 3+, courage 3+. Your assault and counterattack rolls are going to be rocking 4+s. And then your morale and remounts or rallies are going to be rocking 3+s. So this is a highly trained and highly motivated force, which I personally love because Finland is one of those forces, kind of similar to modern day Poland, that it was kind of a F around and find out kind of mentality. There was no illusion among any people of what would happen if war broke out. And so in a weird way, as a people, they were kind of ready for it. That kind of idea of speak softly and carry a big stick that Teddy Roosevelt coined. Their equipment that they field is a real mishmash of stuff. The majority of their hardware, like vehicles, tanks, troop transports, and such, is Soviet-based equipment. They bought a lot of material from the Soviets for their vehicles. So you're looking at T-72s, T-55s, BMP-1s, and BTR-60s, which is very interesting because they all have those really good stats. Oh, and this is also a careful army. So a 4+ hit on army. And then your support options, again, you're looking at Soviet-era equipment. However, their infantry and small arms is NATO equipment. So you're looking at stuff like M72 Laws, APALAS launchers, TOW, ITO anti-tank weapons. So it's an interesting blend of equipment, and interesting for NATO as well, because prior to this book, if memory serves, the only way that you could field PACT equipment in a NATO army was with an Iraqi force, and the Iraqis basically played like a Soviet army, like a PACT army. A lot of them with low skill and decent morale. So there wasn't really that much change on the tabletop for how they played. This army plays entirely differently from any other PACT style army that exists. So it's very exciting and very fun. So for our force chart that we have here for our formation, the Finns have five formations. They have three armored formations and two infantry formations. The basic support options are covered. You have artillery, you have anti-air, you have aircraft, you have your reconnaissance and extra anti-tank section. And then you also have some Swedish units available as allied support. So you can take an S-tank platoon, a Centurion, Swedish Centurion, the S-104 platoon. You can take a PBV 302 armored rifle platoon. An anti-aircraft missile platoon, a HK-9 helicopter platoon. The aircraft option is a Swedish Viggen attack group. And so the reason for this was the Finns and the Swedes both maintained the same stance on an international level, neutrality until war, because they knew what would happen if war broke out. And so both of these armies did a lot of joint training and working with each other, with the idea of their doctrine being delay and fall back until the main NATO forces could arrive, namely America, Britain, and Norway, because Norway was part of NATO. And And so then once those forces would arrive, they would then punch back real hard. And so in order to show this cooperation between the two armies, the Finns have this allied support chart. And so in a weird way, it's almost like Flames of War, if any of you play that, where you can take a single unit in support from any other book. A lot less, quite a few less options than that, obviously. There's only five options, technically four, because the tanks take up one slot. You can't take a 103 and a 104 platoon. You can only take one or the other. But it gives you that capability to run a one-off unit, which is something that's very rare in Team Yankee, that there isn't that many options outside of smaller NATO-aligned countries that let you take a single platoon and not an entire company. So each formation, the armor and the infantry, follows a similar layout. The armor layout is going to be an HQ unit of one tank, two platoons of three tanks apiece. That's the black box required portion. Then the gray box expanded is a third armored platoon, which can be any of the Finnish armored options, the T-72 FM1, which is their T-72M, the T-72 FM2, which is a Finnish modification of the T-72M, the T-55M, and you can take any one of those three as your third option. So you can triple down and take the same tank, or you can try and get a little points decrease and take one of the cheaper tanks. You have an infantry option that is a one of your infantry platoons, depending on the quality of equipment. The T-72 FM2, the upgraded T-72M, can take the BMP-2 platoon, but the other two formations cannot. Then you have an attached artillery and an attached anti-aircraft. Both of these, being part of an armored company, are self-propelled. So every single tank formation for the Finns can take a Carnation howitzer battery in formation and a ZSU 57-2 anti-aircraft platoon in formation. Then the infantry layout is relatively similar. You're going to be looking at, as I scroll, an HQ, two platoons of black box, the BMP infantry platoons. One of those black boxes can be a BMP-2, but the other one has to be a BMP-1. You have one gray box option of another infantry platoon for the BMP company. It's a BMP-1. Then both infantry companies have the option to take a gray box armored support option of one choice of any of the three tanks. And then for your attached gray box, air quote, support options that you can take, you have a whole bunch of man-portable weaponry. You have a ETO 78, which is the Soviet Grail anti-aircraft launcher, so you can take an infantry-based anti-aircraft weapon. You have a 95S 5861. I forget what the Finns in Finnish what it was called, but it was called like Blackie or something, because they painted these anti-tank guns with a very dark black finish. But it's a 90mm? It's a recoilless rifle that was light enough to drag through the Finnish countryside and the forested areas. Yes, Musti. Musti was what the soldiers would call this. And it is a 90mm? 95mm heavy recoilless anti-tank rifle. And so you're able to take that to give yourself a little bit of additional firepower. And then you have two mortar platoons, an 81mm and a 120mm platoon that can each be taken independently of each other. So you can have two mortar platoons attached to the infantry formations. So that's the general layout of how the Finnish forces are going to look. Your support options, kind of like I said, are going to be your relatively basic bits. So we're going to dive right into the tier ranking system. So what I'm doing with this breakdown of these forces, I'm going to try my best to put out videos in relatively quick succession focused on each of the four forces in Nordic forces, is I'm going to have B tier, A tier, and S tier. This is from a competitive standpoint only, you know, so full disclaimer, if a B tier formation or unit, the lowest tier, if you really like that unit, you know, take that unit, play your games, have fun. This is something that you're doing to have fun. So if you want to take something because you like how it looks, by all means take it. This tier system, though, is my interpretation of what is going to be played at a competitive level. So if you're going to be going to a tournament, this is something that you could either take and play around with or possibly expect to see and have some counterplay figured out. So just wanted to give that disclaimer that you always have the option to play this game casually. If you want to take a full company of whatever you want, by all means go for it, because this is something that we're doing to have fun. So if you like the look, you like how it plays, all the power to you. And so the way that I'm going to split up my tiers, because force building is a little bit strange for Team Yankee in comparison to other games that will use tier ranking systems, is I will do formation rankings followed by the unit rankings within that formation. And so the thing that is going to be a little bit weird with this is some units in a formation are going to be a lower tier rating than their presence in another formation. For example, the T-72 FM2 armored platoon, the upgraded T-72 M with ERA armor. The base platoon, its tier level in my eyes is going to change depending on how you use it. Along a similar vein of T-80s, you know, a full company of T-80s is going to struggle. Or a full battalion of T-80s is going to struggle. But a single company, when properly used, is actually incredibly competitive. So I'm going to try and top down it, rank the companies by their competitiveness, and then inside the companies kind of rate the units as to what's going to be best in my eyes and such. And then I'll go through the support options. So starting off with B tier, the lowest tier that we have available, or that I'm seeing. Is going to be the T-72 FM2 company. So this is an upgraded T-72 M that the Finns put ERA blocks on, and I believe they put extra armor on it. No, new engine, new fire control system, and new ammunition. The FM2 stands for Finn Mod 2. It's Contact 1 ERA. And so the main issue with this tank is it is only front armor 17, which is not much to write home about when your standard anti-tank spam that is available is AT-21. So 17 to get to 21, you're looking at a 4 to equalize and a 5 to ignore. You fire enough TOW missiles into this thing, or enough Songster missiles, I believe that's the Soviet AT-21 version, but you put enough AT-21 into this and it is going to fall. This doesn't mean that it's bad per se, because the other part of it is that it's 19 points for three tanks. It's 6.3 points per tank, which is a massive cost for how quickly it will die, and that leads into two issues. Main thing being that Finnish tank platoons come with one option. You get to take three tanks, and you can spend 1 point to put a mine clearing device on them. That is your only option, so you're looking at three tanks per platoon. And at 19 points, three tanks that can be taken out by massed TOW missiles is going to really struggle in my eyes. The other thing that this is going to do to the army, if you're running this company, so running multiple platoons of these T-72 FM2s, is the issue that PACT runs into with their weapon, with their main guns being rate of fire 1-1. They can't put out the volume of fire that NATO could put out. So, say for example, to compare the T-72 FM2 to something else, we'll just do the, because it's kind of in between a Patton and an Abrams. It's okay, well, we'll compare it to a base Abrams, just with the rate of fire wise. The rate of fire of the Abrams is 2. So, if you're taking three Abrams, it's going to put out twice as many shots as the T-72 or the T-72 and most Soviet equipment. And the way that you get around that is by being able to take multiple units so that you can equalize that fire across the board. So a unit of four Abrams, you can throw eight T-72s against it and still have 8 on 8 shots. And so that's going to be the core problem that you're running into with how much this tank costs, points per tank. For how small of a unit that you're looking at. So, going to do a quick pro and con of the T-72 FM2 armored platoon. So, the T-72 upgraded. For the pros that this tank has is it does have ERA, so that armor 16 against heat is very, very handy against infantry because there still aren't that many options of dealing with ERA. The only one that will just really mess it up is 7 VR, Soviet infantry running 7 VR. It has AT-22 and Brutal with its main gun. It's the T-72 125mm. Well, you guys might be hearing the crickets that are in the reptile tanks, so apologies for that. We'll have a little bit of ambience in the background. Where was I? So yes, and it's brutal as well, so that you can level it against infantry and force that reroll. It has a stabilizer, so it gives you the option to move an additional 4 inches and fire with plus one, and it also enables soft rule wise that you do not have slow firing. You're able to move and fire with no penalty. And then another thing that is interesting with this is due to the new ammunition and the fire control systems, the gun laying systems, I believe. No, fire control would be fire prevention, but I'm pretty sure that they put in a new site. Either way, besides the point, this vehicle has thermal imaging. Thermal imaging and a 40-inch range on its main gun, opposed to the standard Soviet 32, I believe, is the standard range on their main gun. So this tank can actually sit back and snipe. It has the thermal imaging, so if you drop night fighting on somebody, you're not at a plus one to hit for fighting at night, which is very, very handy overall. The cons that this has is, as previously stated, it's front armor 17 with a high points cost per tank. It doesn't have advanced stabilizers, so it doesn't have that 14-inch move, and its rate of fire is 1-1, so it's running into the tank, the packed tank issue of not being able to put out a volume of fire. So in my eyes, the cons heavily outweigh the pros. So the thing that is making this formation the lowest tier for me is for your minimum required on this formation is going to be two platoons of 3T72 FM2s at 19 points apiece, and then the one HQ tank at 6 points. So 44 points of your force is going to be put into 7 T72 FM2s, which are not going to be that difficult to take out with tow rockets. And granted, disclaimer, or whatever the heck it is you want to call it, you can roll fives and sixes all day. But when you play enough games, especially in a competitive environment where you're playing multiple games back to back, probability and statistics start setting in. These will die to massed AT-21 shots. And God forbid you come up against hot missiles that are AT-23, because 17 to 23 is 6. You have a 6 to glance, to equalize. So even worse in that instance. So you do have a couple options though, building this if you are wanting to really run this formation. For points discounts, you can take a T-55M armored platoon in your third armored slot to give yourself a little bit more volume of fire at a discounted cost. It's only 7 points for three T-55Ms, which is very nice. The ZSU 57-2 anti-aircraft platoon is 3 points for three bodies. Granted, it's only 18-9, so it's really only going to mess with light armor and such, and infantry fighting vehicles. And then you can take an infantry platoon to also bulk yourself out. You have the capability to take a BMP-2 platoon, or a BMP-1, or a BTR-60 platoon. So you could take a BMP-1 platoon, upgrade it fully to 9 points, and be able to sit there with some more anti-tank options. But again, you are the core of your force is being put into seven bodies that are not that difficult to remove, which is why this formation, in my eyes, is a B tier. You also have the capability to put a carnation into this formation, but depending on your points level, the carnations might not be worth it. Due to the stats, they are 2 points more than the Soviet equivalent. You're looking at 7 points for three carnations, which for a firepower 3+ weapon, that is a little lackluster, so to speak. So that wraps up B tier. That's really the only one that I do not see as a competitive in a sense. So we'll go on to A tier next, which these are going to be relatively okay. And one formation is going to hold this tier, and then the other three are going to be in our S tier formation. So for our A tier of kind of okay is the T-72 FM1 company, which is just going to be a flat, it's T-72Ms with finished stats. So just like the FM2, you have the improved gunnery with the 40-inch range, and thermal imaging. Then it has the brutal laser rangefinder and stabilizer standard with the T-72M, standard T-72 mobility. Or actually, I think it might actually be a little bit faster. Yeah, I think it's a little bit faster. Its terrain dash is 16 inches instead of 14, I believe. Because the FinMod-1, which is what the FM1 stands for, new power plant for faster turning in reverse, a new Western fire control system. That's a weird way for them to say gunnery. But a new gunning system, a new sights and such, so that you can get that 40-inch range. So three of these is 15 points. They are 5 points apiece. That is something that, while they are only front 15, you have that 4+ hit on. You can actually kind of take advantage of that. It's kind of sit back and use this as a little bit more of a sniping tank with the AT-22. And so what you're looking at for the full core of the formation is going to be 35 points for 7 tanks, which is still not that good, which is why this is at A tier, but definitely above the T-72 FM2 formation, because you are putting less points into tanks. And at front 15, you're basically safe or relatively safe against the AT-19, 18, AT-18, and AT-19 spam that's available. And that's relatively prevalent in my area among PAC players of the T-55 spam and BMP-1 spam with the missiles. So you have the same option with the unit to put a mine-clearing device on it for +1 point. So one of the only real con that this has that's also kind of a pro is the tanks don't have ERA armor, which is a downside because you don't have ERA, so infantry can actually threaten you. You have bazooka skirts as well, which is pretty bad because you only count as armor 10 against heat weapons, and the majority of handheld infantry anti-tank weapons are going to give you a very bad save or just cut right through you. So you these would definitely be sniping tanks, using that hit on 4+ to their advantage, but still the finished stats. You got a 3+ morale, so they're going to be hanging around for a while. Remount of 3, so in the off chance that you get bailed, in all likelihood you're going to be getting back in. And you got the assault 4 and counterattack 4, which unfortunately kind of don't matter because of the bazooka skirts on this. You don't really want to assault infantry unless you absolutely have to. So exact same formation, exact same commentary in my eyes on the T-72 FM1. Your third platoon option, I would take the T-55M to add another armored unit, but keep the total points down. You only have for infantry a BMP-1 or a BTR-60 infantry platoon. You do not have the BMP-2 option. So again, you could take a BMP-1 to give yourself some more long-range firepower, or the BTR-60 if you're wanting to punch forward a little more. Because I'll get into that into detail on the infantry formations. Because one is more of a sit-back play style, the other one's more of a punch forward. The carnations that you're able to take in run into the same issue. 7 points for 3+ firepower guns is kind of lackluster in my eyes. And then the ZSU 57-2 anti-aircraft platoon that if I take an armored formation, I take that because it's 3 points for 3 bodies that makes the formation that much harder to break. And so that wraps up A tier. So now we're going to be going into S tier, which is the tier that I view as competitive. The competitive Finnish armored company in my eyes is the T-55M. You're looking at Finnish stats, of course. 4+ hit on with the threes across the board for all courage ratings, and the skill 3+ with assault 4+, counterattack 4+. 3 T-55Ms is only 7 points. That is not that bad. That's a little over 2 points per tank, and that 4+ hit on is going to keep them relatively protected. You can make it 8 points for the unit for a mine clearing device, which with that skill 3+ and that remount 3+, you reasonably could actually kind of clear a minefield with this. I don't know if you want to, but it's an interesting option because I'm so used to the Soviet 5+ skill that it's just you don't put mine clearing devices on the Soviet tanks because they just get messed up. So your mobility is a little bit better. I think, yeah, the mobility, I believe, is a little bit better than the standard T55. It might actually be the same. My brain's a little fuzzy on it. But it has the same range buff as the T72s, where it's able to hit targets with a range of 40 inches, so you can actually kind of sit back and snipe a little bit. It has laser rangefinder, and unfortunately, it is slow firing because it does not have a stabilizer. So if you stay stationary, you're fine, or if you utilize shoot and scoot and blitz, which is relatively reasonable with your soft stats, you can finagle movement and shooting. The cross is the same as the other T55s across the board on a 4+, which is 50-50 shots, not that good for cross checks. But when I'm playing my T55s, they usually aren't sitting in terrain that's requiring a cross check. I'm usually keeping them behind walls or up on hills and such, doing something that gives me concealment without having to really roll to get it into cover. It's got the improved NATO AT for a 100 mm gun. It's AT-19 instead of AT-18. And it's got a firepower 2+ still on the main gun, which is very nice. Its front armor is 13, which is nothing to really write home about. You hit anything at that over AT-20 or over, and it's no save. And there's a lot of AT-20 plus options out there. Its side armor is actually 1 point higher than the T-72M's. It's side 9 instead of side 8 with bazooka skirts, so it can be relatively protected against light fire, so to speak. Standard top armor too on all of these tanks as well. I forgot to mention that. It's Soviet heavies. Then for the formation options, the main reason why I'm counting this at S tier is the points per tank. You are able to put 20. Give me a second here because my brain is not doing math properly, so I am cheating and using a calculator. For 23 points, you are able to put 10 tanks on the table that are a 4+ hit on with AT-19. That is not that bad for going out of tank spam. And if you drop a double formation and run two of these to get yourself 20 tanks, you're looking at 46 points for 20 tanks. So to compare to the B tier ranking of the T-72 FM2 formation, for what, two more points, because I think I said that was 44 when I did the math, for two more points, you have 20 tanks to their 7. So you're just going to be able to outmaneuver them with the table size and such, yada yada yada. Your other options, with that 23 points total, that's me putting a third T-55M platoon into the formation. You have the option to take the same infantry options as the T-72Ms, a BMP-1 or a BTR-60 option. Then you have your Carnation and your ZSU, which the commentary on that is the exact same as the other three. Take the ZSUs, the Carnations are too expensive for a 3+ firepower weapon, and then the infantry go with your choice. You want to push forward or hang back? Push forward, take the BTRs, hang back, take the BMPs. So then with that, we're going to shift into our infantry companies. Both infantry companies, in my eyes, are S tier. The Finnish infantry is very good. They have a lot of very good options. And the real thing for both of them that makes it S tier in my eyes is they have access to cheap artillery. For a 3 point discount from the Carnation, you can take a 120 mm mortar platoon that is anti-tank 3, firepower 3+, which is very, very handy. Because the 3+ firepower for the points discount makes it so that you have a 3+ template. And for 1 point more, you can put two of those templates down. And one of your gray box options for artillery is you can take a Carnation or a 120 mm mortar platoon. So you can take one of these companies and then take a 120 mortar platoon in support, and you're able to put two 3+ firepower templates on the board. The anti-tank 4 for the Carnation and the direct fire line for AT-21, it's kind of holding it back in a way because of the 7 points. I would almost rather take three T-55Ms in that place. But anyway, so for the BMP-1 infantry company, I'm not trying to say the Finnish word for it because I'm going to butcher it either way. The BMP-1s that come with it, They are slow firing on their main gun with no stabilizer, but otherwise it's a standard BMP-1 gun. They come base, just like that, no anti-tank missile. For 1 point, you can equip the entire BMP unit with, I believe it's AT-4. AT-4 missiles. So it's AT-19, halted one, moving 0-3 plus firepower. The only big difference that this missile brings into the picture in comparison to the PACT BMPs is it is a minimum 8-inch range instead of a minimum 16, so it's easier to get that next round of shooting off as your opponent is advancing on you. And AT-19 is enough to kind of deal with 1960s, 1970s armor, and definitely enough to deal with infantry fighting vehicles and such. So you have two options. For 6 points, you can take six of the infantry teams, which are PKM MG teams, which halted three, moving two, anti-tank two, firepower six, which is unfortunate, it's not firepower five plus. And then the anti-tank line for that MG team that they can fire as is, it's an M72 law. The Finns have their own word for it, but it's AT-12 firepower 5 plus with heat and slow firing, 12-inch range. If you play Americans or played against Americans, it's the basic American anti-tank weapon. Then you have the capability to replace one of those MG teams with an APLOS anti-tank team for 1 point. I'm going to recommend that wherever you can take APLOSs, take them. They are a 16-inch range Milan missile with slow firing and an assault rating, but you can use them in assault. So I would highly, highly recommend that for the AT-21. And so for 8 points, it will net you five MG teams, one APLOS team, and three BMP-1s with the missiles. That's not that bad for the hit-on stats and the soft stats available to the infantry. So for example, for a direct comparison to the Soviet BMPs, I believe it is 8 points. Just a moment here as I look it up. So I'm pretty sure it's 8 points for the Soviets to put six BMP-1s on the table with less infantry teams than this because the Soviets use specialist teams. So pulling it up here, yes, 8 points will give a Soviet player six BMP-1s, so double U1 BMP-1s. However, it will only have four of the AK-74 teams, three RPG-7s, and then the two specialist ones of the AGS grenade launcher and the anti-aircraft. And so while you will be outnumbered on BMPs and infantry, it's not that much of an outnumbering because it is only nine infantry teams to your six. And the BMPs, if you fire first, you have a likelihood to knock a couple of the Soviet ones out before they can really return fire. So you really got to play carefully, because you do have less numbers, but I still think it is highly, highly competitive for a 4+ head-on to be able to take a 6-team infantry platoon with the three transports for 6 points. Your second black box option is the BMP-1 or the BMP-2s. I will recommend take the BMP-2 infantry platoon whenever you can. It is 8 points for the same layout, six MG teams with the lot with the M72 law, three BMP-2s for 8 points. For plus 1 point, you can replace one of the MGs with a APLOS team. So for one more point, you get three BMP-2s. These will wreck the Soviet equivalent. You have your AT-10 on the main gun, which is nasty. Basically, what it boils down to is, in my eyes, the BMP-2 transport is a fantastic IFV. It has the Finnish one has an AT-5 missile, which is basically the exact, puts it to the same AT as the Soviet equivalent. It's AT-21 firepower 3+, but it has that 8-inch minimum range, same as the BMP-1. But between all that, the main gun, the missile, the cross-check, the mobility of the vehicle, it is a solid, solid vehicle. And now, in my eyes, it's an even better vehicle because you can slap NATO stats on it. And those missiles are now firing, being hit on five pluses. And the only thing you have to be careful about is the same NATO problem over and over again. It is small platoon sizes. So then your third infantry unit in this formation is a BMP-1 infantry platoon, which is the exact same layout. Most of my list building, I actually don't run the second platoon. Because the nice thing with the infantry companies and why I put them as S tier is it is very cheap to make them a large formation for NATO, of giving them the anti-aircraft missiles, the 120 millimeter mortars, and the 81 millimeter mortars makes it a fat formation and a rough formation to break. You don't really need that third infantry platoon that a lot of NATO formations need to make them strong, because you have the four gray box options. You can have a single tank platoon. This is an instance where T-72 FM2 might actually come in and be relatively decent, because you're able to put out enough other bodies to deal with spam that the eliteness of the T-72 FM2 with the ERA and such might actually come into play in your advantage, so long as you are being careful with that front armor 17 on the T-72 FM2. You've got to be careful with that, because it will just get enough AT-21 or HOT missiles, and those will fall like flies. So for the specialist options, you have a 81 millimeter mortar, three 81 millimeter mortars, and three BTR-60s for 3 points, or two of the mortars and two BTR-60s for 2 points. I personally usually run the 2 points using this 81 millimeter mortar as basically a 2 point smoke screen. Giving me two BTRs to throw at my opponent to just try and throw a wrench into his plans. The idea being you need to shoot and kill these two BTR-60s, otherwise they're going to be in your backline ripping through your supporting elements that aren't as heavily armored. And the BTR-60 for this, which I'll go into a little bit more with the BTR-60 infantry company, is a pretty it's an okay vehicle for Soviets because of how wide you can go with them, and you can go pretty wide with them in a Finnish force as well with the Finnish stats. So all of a sudden they're hit on fours and fives instead of threes and fours. So yeah, 2 points for two mortars for a cheap smoke screen, or 3 points if you want the three. Its firepower is 4+, standardized for 81 millimeter mortars, which makes it kind of lackluster on actually killing infantry, which is why I tend to run the 2 point version, because it's more useful as a smoke screen than as an actual infantry killer. And with the template, if you lay it on a plate of infantry, you're usually able to hit at least one infantry team, which will pin the unit. The 120 millimeter mortars, I always try to take at least one unit of three of them. It's 4 points, which is not bad at all. Four gives you three of the mortars, three of the BTRs, and kind of like I was saying earlier, this is an AT-3 firepower 3+ weapon. It has the smoke bombardment line, so it can do a smoke bombardment. And the only thing that you've really gotta, it doesn't so much hold it back so long as you're planning for it and are aware of it. The 120 millimeter mortar only has a 56-inch range, so you just gotta kind of plan around that. And if you're playing the table long ways because of the mission, just remember that your mortars are going to have a pretty short reach on that table than what you're used to. But otherwise, it's standard infantry movement from Flames of War for man-ported equipment. Your tactical and terrain dash are 4 inches, so you might run into issues if you get assaulted to be able to get 6 inches away. But if you're, it will save your second line of mortars, so to speak, if you layer them. And then 4 points, once again, nets you three BTR-60s, so you got three more bodies to throw at your opponents. The anti-tank recoilless rifle platoon. It's going to be 4 points for three of the guns and three BTR-60s. The guns I go back and forth on if they're actually good. There are 24-inch range, halted 2, moving 1, anti-tank 18, firepower 2+, with brutal forward-firing, heat, heavy weapon, and recoilless. So what recoilless does is if you shoot, you can never gain the benefit of concealment. It does not matter how you are positioned or where you are or what is happening. If you fire with the gun, you will never have concealment. One of the neat options with this anti-tank platoon, though, is you can take two APLOS teams. So you can make a pretty scary little ambush unit here with three of those main guns, which will absolutely make short work of infantry fighting vehicles and transports and such. Struggle against some tanks unless you get side shots, but the main thing being you got to remember this has heat, so you won't really be able to realistically touch ERA. But being able to have those two 16-inch APLOSs jump out of ambush is pretty terrifying for anyone to deal with, especially second gen main battle tanks. And then the Ito formation, or Ito unit for the or Ito for the Grail unit for the AA missile team. It is 3 points for two missile teams and one BTR 60. Again, it's just handy to be able to take another unit inside the formation to make it that much harder to break, and having it be infantry that can be dug in is all the better. So that wraps up our second S rank unit or formation, which is the BMP-1 infantry platoon. So our next S rank is the BTR-60. So it's the exact same gray box layout as the BMP-1, where you have your third gray box option of the BTR-60s, one of three of the three main battle tanks to be able to put one of them into the formation, and then the exact same quote-unquote supporting elements. And so I won't go into the full spiel on that because I just went through it with the BMP-1s. But the main difference between the BMP company and the BTR-60 company is how they are going to play. The halted fire with the missiles and the BMPs themselves are going to kind of l lend themselves towards a more static line, firing and moving back, firing and moving back until you move forward and punch them. The BTR-60s, on the other hand, this is a pedal to the metal and throwing yourself at your opponent's style list. You are going to have more infantry bodies than, if I recall, outside of Iraqi, any NATO force available. Your max size formation, your max size unit for the BTR-60 platoon, you are looking at 7 MG teams and two dedicated small stand anti-tank teams that for 1 point apiece, 2 points total, you can upgrade to APLOSes. So 10 points nets you 7 NATO infantry stands, 2 APLOS teams, and 4 BTR-60s. That is not bad at all for a 10-point unit to advance across the table and get right into your opponent's face. Assault 4, counterattack 4. You're really looking at the best assaulters that you're able to get, just stat-wise. I really want to play them against some Soviets to kind of see how they fare in a mirror matchup of lists charging forward. But the main thing being that hit on 4+ and being able to take the 2 APLOSes makes them pretty scary. If you don't want to upgrade the APLOSes, which I highly recommend you do, but if you're looking at trying to save points, the base anti-tank team of the small base in this unit is AT-14 firepower. Is that a 5? Yeah, AT-14 firepower 5+. So just pay the points and take the APLOS. It is so much better. And that pretty much wraps up the BTR-60, because that's really the only difference you'll do. In my eyes, I do the same thing with the BTR-60 for the additional units. I don't put the 3rd Infantry Platoon because I have enough support elements. I don't usually put an armored attachment onto it into the formation of a single tank platoon because I'm usually running a double formation list or even a triple formation list, so my tanks go somewhere else. But being able to take the ETO, the 120 mortar, and the 81 millimeter mortar is all very handy. So jumping into your support ranking options. You got a lot of options, and the ones that immediately stand out as really good in my eyes is the ITO anti-tank missile platoon. You get 4 ITOs and 2 BMP-2s for 6 points. That's 1 point per model. That is not bad to put 4 AT-21 shots, basically 6 AT-21 shots with the BMPs on the table. Not bad at all. The only thing that is, or not the only thing, but a big downside of the Finns, in my eyes at least, is they don't have an easy and cheap spearhead option. Their only reconnaissance unit that they have is a single unit of BMP-2s, 3 of them for 5 points. But at the same time, this is now a very good scout unit. You have very good mobility. You're amphibious. You got the scout rule, so you can move and stay on the ground, and you got spearhead. So even though it's 5 points, this is still 3 BMP-2s with the NATO stats, which is very scary. Your anti-aircraft options. I'm going back and forth. I actually don't know where to put the T-55 Marksman anti-aircraft platoon. It's the Marksman AA 30mm or 35mm L90 anti-aircraft gun. So AT-11 firepower 4+ with dedicated AA and radar. Slapped on a T-55 chassis. It's 8 points for 3 of them. The biggest immediate downside that you run into is its front armor 5. So if you're playing in a competitive environment, You got to worry about deep reserves. This unit will be your deep reserve unit or will be starting off the table. Your other two options for anti-aircraft are the ZSU-57-2s, which are very, very good in my eyes. You're looking at 1 point per body at 3 points. Frickin' solid. Then you can take another Ito, the Grail missile unit, for 3 points for the two in the BTR. Your artillery options are kind of lackluster in my eye. I usually just end up, if anything, running a second 120mm mortar platoon. Your three carnations are 7 points, which kind of, like I mentioned earlier, is kind of expensive for a 3-plus firepower weapon. The anti-tank 4 doesn't really matter that much because artillery doesn't do that well against against tanks. But you reasonably could take out some other stuff with it. And then it just boils down to 7 points for three bodies is a little bit too much for something with front armor 2, even if it is an artillery unit. The BM-21 Hales, I'm disappointed in. I was hoping to be able to run those relatively cheaply. But they only come in units of 2, of 4, and of 6. So if I'm not wanting to have to immediately start confirming my hits from the start of the game, I'm needing to run 4, and 4 of them is 8 points. And that is way too much for me for a pinning unit. You know, if we were looking at 6 points or something for 3 of them, I might consider it, because that's 6 points for a salvo template. But that is not what actually exists, so I can get out of fantasy land. So usually I just end up taking the 120mm. The Swedish attached options I won't go too much into, because I'll break those down on the Swedish video. But the main thing that I see from the Swedish Allied support options is their anti-aircraft missile platoon, because they have basically a Gopher unit that's the same stat line or a very similar stat line to the packed Gopher anti-aircraft missile platoon, which is very handy for missiles, of being able to have a missile unit that's a 4-plus firepower instead of a 5-plus firepower. The S-104 is also pretty solid, but if I'm running S-104s with fins, I'll usually take it as a full formation of S-104s instead of just the one-off unit. But yeah, other than that, the Viggen is very, very good in my eyes. But once again, I will cover that more once I hit the Swedish options. So that really covers my tier breakdown of the Finnish options available from Nordic Forces. I'll do a quick recap here for you guys. I got the T-72 FM2 company, the FinMod 2 ERA T-72M option. I got that at B tier, the lowest tier ranking that I have, due to the high cost of the T-72 FM2s. You're better off running them as a one-off unit and something that is able to take more. For A tier, I have the T-72 FM1 because it's cheaper than the T-72 FM2, but runs into the same issue as the FM2 of still relatively expensive for a tank that will die that easily and only able to put 3 in a unit and having just that be your only unit option. Then S tier for my final 3 is the T-55M, the BMP-1s, and the BTR-60s. Any sort of combination of those, depending on your playstyle, will be playing very well, and I highly recommend doing any of them. My usual lists for a quick breakdown of what I'm playing: if I'm playing full Finland lists, I'm usually looking at a BTR-60 company, because I'm definitely more of an attacker than a defender. I like to just go, 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 and throw hands with my opponent as quickly as possible. And then a T-55M company to move up with them, with the BTR-60s and you support. For my supporting options, I'm usually just looking at potentially a second ZSU-57-2 unit, because I'll have one in the T-55 unit, the BMP-2 recon, and the anti-tank missile platoon, then a black box formation of a BMP-2 infantry platoon, because between that, the anti-tank missile platoons, and the BMP-2 scout platoons, that's putting 8 BMP-2s on the table, which with NATO stats, that is a lot of BMP-2s to deal with. Then pretty much all of my other lists I'll go over once I do the Swedish breakdown, because it's using Swedish allies, because I feel that a lot of the really, really good lists that I've come up with have been leaning on that cooperative effort that Finland and Sweden kind of built their militaries towards in the 70s, 80s, or 60s, 70s, and 80s to be able to hold themselves in neutrality until the Soviets attacked and then had a functioning fighting force. So I'll go more into the Swedish Vikings on the Swedish episode next. So the last bit that I'm going to throw in here is I do not think I'm going to be able to edit this together in time before the Kickstarter will finish. But Miller Bros Sculpting, Jason Miller, check out his Facebook page. I'll put a link down below to his store. He's doing a wonderful Finnish, and he did previously a wonderful Swedish Kickstarter of late 80s, early 90s, and modern day equipment for the Swedes and Finns. So if you're a fan of those military forces or wanting to do some wonky stuff with some of their modern equipment for countass armies, I highly recommend checking out his packs that he does. His infantry is wonderful. I'm looking forward to painting them so much. I've got a couple platoons of the Swedes printed up, and one of them is primed and ready for a base coat, and I'm hoping to get that started in the next week or so that I can get some photos on their page so that they can so that I can share that with the community. But I'll put links down below. Check them out. One of my weird things that I'm kind of finagling around with is doing a West German Martyr II company, but using modeling it as a modern Swedish force with their CV9040s, that they have that infantry fighting vehicle that they have, and just running it as a Martyr II Rolls-Royce, so that I can put them on a table, which would be really neat. But yeah, that's really it. Check out Miller Bros Sculpting, Jason Miller on Kickstarter, and I'll have a link down below to his Gumroad page, his store page. So you guys can check out his stuff and pick it up. He's done a lot of other things besides just Swedes and Finns. He's done Americans, Chinese, he's done militias and insurgent units as well. He's got a big Russian Kickstarter that he's going to be doing here in the next year or so. He's doing a big Special Forces update coming in the future as well. So he's got a lot of really neat stuff for Team Yankee and just those interested in printing modern forces. And they scale down to 15 millimeter very well. So with that, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to this little breakdown. Let me know what you think on this format, because this is the first of four that I'm going to be doing for this book. So I'm trying to make it kind of quick and sweet for you guys to run through, trying to keep it under an hour. I think I'll be at about 40, 45 minutes when this is all done. So please, feedback is crucial for me to kind of figure out what I'm doing with this. I know it's been a while since I've managed to put out a podcast YouTube episode. Life has gotten crazy. My partner and I adopted a little puppy. She's adorable, but she is an absolute handful. And work has gotten really busy the past few months with everything. So I'm hoping to be able to knock these out quickly in a couple of hours. So I'll do the Midwestern apology in advance for these appearing to be quickly rushed and put together, because they definitely are. And I'm just wanting to try and get myself back to putting out content for you guys. So yeah, please let me know. Thank you for listening. And if you want to support me, feel free to join my Patreon. Any amount helps. I have that $1 tier if you want to just be able to chip in a little bit to help me out, which would be greatly appreciated. So I want to thank everybody for coming in, and have a good rest of your days.